As part of our 2022 municipal election coverage, Sudbury.com crafted an 8-query questionnaire for mayoral candidates, asking them to share their thoughts, opinions and strategies on everything from taxation to facilities rationalization to their leadership styles. We will be publishing the responses to each question in individual stories over the coming days. Each candidate was contacted by email several times to provide the questions and invite their participation. Not all candidates responded. As well, in the coming days you will be able to find the answers to each question on the election section of Sudbury.com. If you're looking for information on how to cast your ballot, where to find your polling station or any other election-related question, you can find answers here. The question: what do you see as the top three priorities facing the city of Greater Sudbury and briefly describe how you will address them? Brian Bigger dropped out of the race. Evelyn Dutrisac: taxpayers have a need to see, visualize and feel the need to take action on the three chosen change strategies. 1. Ensure hard-earned tax dollars are spent wisely and efficiently. 2. We need a service review study and staff review since amalgamation. And 3. Empower and stand up for all residents by promoting community harmony between citizens, owners, council, leaders, representative, and staff, resources. Set up a task force to have community consultations. Get feedback from citizens on critical issues. Obtain a baseline report. What is going well? What is not going so well? Where can we improve? Obtain a report from the newly elected council. What are the critical issues facing constituents? Report and take action. Support business and industry. Find ways to access building permits and get rid of red tape. Compare to other major centers. Report on wins and losses. Why did we win? Why did we lose to other centers? I invite voters to go to my website www.evelynformayor.ca and view my platform in more detail, including the new vision, as presented at my campaign launch on August 24 at the Caruso Club. Don Gravel: the top three priorities vary depending on when in the city you are, but the more conversations I have with community leaders, fire optimization plan should be priority number one. The fact that this document is being withheld till after the election is dangerous. If fire halls are closed, it could mean longer times getting to a call and could cost lives. Secondly, the opioid crisis, mental health needs to be addressed as indicated in a previous answer. Finally, common sense needs to come into play for more often. Bob Johnston: no answers provided. Devin LaBronchi: making it easier to rezone, severance, lower development charges and permit fees to build Sudbury into the future. Become competitive with our municipal neighbors with regards to commercial and industrial land taxes and other strategies to draw in business. Increase city revenue streams to be able augment services. Paul Lefebvre: I am running for mayor because I am concerned about the future of our city. I want to work with city council and citizens to build a city we can truly be proud of, and that future generations are able to enjoy. To do that, we need to strategically invest in ourselves. As mayor, I will act as Sudbury's brand ambassador to promote our economy and attract new businesses, professionals and families. I will protect green space and encourage community development that enhances ecological resilience and reduces emissions. I will empower community leaders in solving social problems so no one is left behind. I will support projects that enhance livability for our citizens and make Sudbury a recreation and entertainment destination. J. David Popescu: no answers provided. Miranda Rocca Circelli: fair value audit and freeze on capital spending. A fair value audit will provide us with direction, much like the Auditor General's report provided direction to Laurentian University. With an audit, we can better understand our expenditures and determine if we are offering services at a fair value in exchange for the taxes we pay. We can look to phases in the audit and focus on a few departments to start. While audits are performed and until we have direction from the report, capital projects such as Junction East will freeze along with implementing a zero-based budget approach. Infrastructure. Our roads are falling apart, and with the funding that was acquired for the KED, we can allocate funds to rebuild sections of our roads and build them right so that they will become sustainable for years to come. Human health and well-being. We have a crisis on our hands, and working with organizations who best support the vulnerable people in our community is how we can start to create safe spaces for people in our community. Our city has many buildings that are not being occupied. We can look to one of these facilities to provide a space for a shared door approach where organizations can share resources and funding to best serve the people in our community. Developing awareness programs that can be delivered into the schools can also contribute to a harm reduction model and provide education to youth as preventative methods. Along with a focus to create a rehabilitation facility in Northern Ontario that can help support citizens looking for treatment, Mila Wong won. Getting that forensic audit done. We need to know our factual financial status. 2. Freeze taxes. Hello, we are on the doorstep of recession and skyrocketing inflation. 3 levels of government, federal, provincial and municipal, just keep on hitting the same taxpayer. What audacity to be grandiose in their expenditures. 3. Reinstate the deferred infrastructure maintenance, repair work. $3 billion worth of deferral is akin to neglect and puts the community into potential health and safety risk.